Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. And Amanda has just said she's recording, so that can only mean we're back with another episode of
Fingers on Buzzers!
Yay! Jubilation!
We're back. We've been allowed out of the cupboard that we've been stored in for
yes.
the last
well, we've
half
done
year.
Nothing for. I mean, not we've done
we've
nothing.
We've not been doing nothing.
But we've not done any fingers on buzzers for the whole of 2023, and it is now well into 2023. It's almost over.
It's been sad. Not being in the studio with you or
on a
room.
I've missed Amanda, and most of all, more than either of you, actually, I've missed the listeners.
Yeah, we missed you so
much. Who I've blooming missed. And it is a thrill to be back. We have been doing other things, which we will be telling you about in
Exciting
the course
stuff.
Of the show. And some things we haven't been doing, as well as the show, is sending out the listener prizes from our Christmas special.
For shame.
So sorry. Now listen, right, if you won a prize on our Christmas special, you will get it. You may just have to get back in touch to remind
us. If you've moved in the last, say, 8 months.
I mean, anything could have happened. People's lives could have changed in so many ways. But we will be sending your prizes out and we will also include an extra present to make up for.
I feel bad every time there's a certain cupboard I open.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I see one of the prizes.
Oh, you're not looking at John Virgo's bloody waistcoat the whole time, mate.
Oh,
it's
I wish
mocking
I was.
Me.
I know.
I keep it out, obviously. It's not going away. So, but we will be, in the course of this series, having more prizes and competitions and all kinds of exciting things. And we are very much on a professional footing now. We're recording this in a studio.
We're going to hire an intern for sending stuff.
Yeah.
Just for that.
Yeah. My children are old enough now that I can exploit them. So that's fine. So that's good. So let's talk now about what we have been up to and what's coming up.
Yeah.
So in the sort of quizzing world, you have been, of course, busy doing your shows. How much are you allowed to talk about? What can you tell us?
Oh, so we have been churning out some more of the daytime chase.
Nice.
Which... Just means it will. I mean, it is very much a tight
ship of a production line,
yeah,
getting those episodes out. There'll be a new series starting, well, about the time this episode is going out. Mm-hmm. So usually it's back to school for kids in England and Wales, and it's back to a new series of The Chase at 5 p.m. Obviously, they go back a bit sooner in Scotland. Sorry, everyone. sorry about that.
That's right, they finish earlier as well.
I suppose so. That's good. And we've also been making some Beat the Chasers. We've actually made a full series.
How many episodes is that?
A full series of Celebrity Beat the Chasers.
Oh my goodness.
We have got some absolute crackers on there.
Is there anyone who you thought was quite bright who has come on and absolutely made a tit of themselves?
Yes.
That's what
we live
for.
But there's also some people who might defy your expectations.
Yeah, in a good way.
In a really good way. Mm. There's some brilliant contestants. And I think either members of the public who go on the show or celebrities, when they're standing there in the glare of the lights and we're all looming over them, my heart goes out to them. What bravery it takes,
yes,
to do that. And suddenly there's always that moment of panic. You can see it, you know, you can almost see like to the retina when they're suddenly they go, oh
yeah, pure terror.
If you can get past that, you can beat us. Mm-hmm. And some of them really do some absolutely brilliant stuff. Some friends of the show may be appearing, some past guests making a very good example of themselves.
Oh, I cannot wait. You're such a tease. Ooh,
that's going to be the new year. That's going to be a... We're going to be teasing that for a little while, yeah?
Oh, that is exciting. Mm. The thing I'm most looking forward to is the Daily Express writing endless stories about the chasers. Jenny elbowed somebody and then, oh, and look askance was given. I love the drama.
Well, it will make a difference from every headline at the moment, now that we're not putting out brand new episodes every day, is Jenny Ryan, unrecognisable at whatever event I was at last week. Like, well, clearly I'm recognisable because you recognise me.
Yes.
I've got a different frock on.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
You've relaxed the hair.
I don't wear my hair in that beehive when I'm going to the press night of Crazy for You because it wouldn't be fair to Sue Pollard because she was sitting very, very close behind me.
Oh, close to the Pollard. Now, listen, the Pollard still chasing her. She's like our Moby Dick. We'll one day get the Pollard.
We'll land her. We will.
We've been around. We've circled her.
Mm.
We've had a lot of people who've touched her and worked with her, but I need to have her in this studio so that Amanda Redman can do her Peggy Oller and Shaw impression.
Oh, Mrs. Cathcart.
She needs to be in the room for that. Oh. Sue, if you're listening, please get in touch.
I mean, we've got the next best thing.
Yeah, we have. We have.
But, yeah. The
two of
together.
Them would be great, though. And in your professional quizzing world, how have you been getting on there?
Professionally, been doing all right, been doing my quiz leagues, got to the finals of the Underground Only Connect League.
I love the idea of the Underground Only Connect League.
We're not allowed to technically call it Only Connect. It's
you have
connections.
To meet in disused toilets.
It's Connections League. We do the grid. Mm-hmm. There's no wall. There's a grid.
Okay, yeah, grid. It's totally different to a wall.
Yeah, and it's only consonants is the final round.
totally different concept, yeah.
But my lovely team, Rebosh, did very, very well. And we just pipped at the post at the end.
Rebosh or Rubosh?
Rebosh.
Not like the tea?
No. It could be a reference. No, it's because the three members of the team are from Reading, R-E, Bolton, B-O, and St Helens, S-H.
Okay, Rebosh. And sorry, you got pipped at the post.
Pipped at the post, but I mean, it's a very competitive league. And I'm sure people listening be interested in taking part. Get onto the online quiz league, they organise that.
Yes.
And it's a very good way of warming up. And it's lovely when it's the off-season of Only Connect, because it keeps you going, doesn't it?
Oh, you need something. Well, I mean, in recent months, obviously, we have seen the return of Quizzy Mondays.
Wonderful.
And I was going to ask you, so obviously Only Connect back and joyous as ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the idea of underground Only Connect, though. It's a sort of seedy version.
It's like off-brand.
Yeah. Sort of, Fight Club is what I'm picturing.
Yeah, it's a bit more rough and ready.
But I was going to ask you about the new University Challenge.
Yes.
Well, have you seen the set? What have they done?
It's a refresh.
What were they thinking?
It needed a refresh for a new host. It did. A slightly new era.
Yeah.
Marking his territory, obviously.
Literally, apparently, pisses in every corner of the set. I've heard that he does that.
But he's got to get rid of the Paxman aroma. he did that. Not just the beginning of the series, beginning of every episode.
Oh, Paxman would just spray everywhere. Yeah. All the contestants.
It's like a tomcat.
Fair enough. You know, that's what I'd do if I ever got a hosting gig. But yeah, no, fair enough. You know, old Amel had to. I say old. He's only 40. I didn't realise that. 40.
Wow.
Tiny child, a tiny baby child. Oh,
when the University Challenge host is getting younger than you, then it's like policeman.
It is. I'm ready to hang up my pinny, whatever. I don't know. Ready to hang something up anyway, but it was good early days for Amel, and obviously he did take the job that should have belonged to Samira Ahmed. That's just throwing that out there.
It's done now.
But it's not his fault. That's not his fault, and we shouldn't hold that against him.
It's someone's fault, and when I track them down, those serious words.
They're going to pay.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
I've seen what you like. But very different style.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a return to the Bamba Gascoigne, actually quite friendly, which is what I thought he should do.
Yes.
Because you can't
You can't just carbon copy Paxo. That was his own inimitable style.
Yeah.
New era, new attitude. He's a lot closer to the age of the students.
He is, isn't he?
So he can be a bit matey with them.
Probably goes out clubbing with them afterwards.
I went for a couple of beers with Paxman after I was on it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he piss in the corner of the bar?
Yeah, obviously. Mm. no, he came into the green room and shared a can. Ooh. With the lads.
Aww.
Just lovely. What a lovely touch.
Good old Paxo. We love him. But I have to say, I think Amel Rajan is doing a fine job. The initial response, a lot of people said he talks too quickly. I would say I love that.
Yeah.
You're getting more questions, guys. What are you complaining about? Yeah. More bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely the direction that if I was making this series a bit, fit as many words per second as you can.
Yep.
Come on, let's get through as many questions.
And it did lead to a thrilling first episode. So the first episode of this series, it was, she says, consulting her notes. It was Manchester, I know that. I've just got to remember which.
You know, there are a stalwart of University Challenge in the modern era.
So obviously the brilliant Manchester, who we all wanted to win. And it was Trinity College. Sorry, I was just trying to pick up which Cambridge College it was. Trinity. And it was one of the most thrilling matches I can remember. I mean, I won't spoil it in case anyone's still to catch up, because
the iPlayers.
But it basically rested on the final question.
Wow.
Which is what you want. It was a tiebreak.
Mm.
You very rarely see a tiebreak, don't you?
Yeah, that's the dream start as well. That's got you hooked for the rest of the series.
Yeah.
I think a faster question reading rate will favour the modern breed of student quizzes, because Quiz Bowl is bigger and bigger every year, and the rate that those questions come out, and they're often extremely difficult academic questions. Mm-hmm. So I reckon this is going to be an extremely competitive series all the way to the final.
I know. Well, I await to see it. And the lovely thing is that I can feel like I'm back in the 80s looking at that bloody set. It's extraordinary.
Flashbacks.
It is extraordinary. I do. It's turquoise and then a sort of weird teal. I mean, honestly, I could go on all night, but nobody cares apart from me. Also not keen on the opening titles. But anyway, these things I will probably grow to love. I am just someone who fears change. That's my problem. So exciting times ahead. Only Connect, University Challenge. And talking of things that are on the telly, I did want to introduce a new feature to the podcast. But first, I'm going to blow my nose.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah, I had a little idea for a new feature because I have been embracing some newer quizzes. You know, I'm a little bit of a traditionalist, mm-hmm. but I've been watching a bit more telly and I wanted to talk to you about some of the new shows or new to me shows that I've seen and then maybe look at some of the older shows that might share some DNA with them that might have inspired them or that, you know, just simply occupy the same territory. Mm-hmm. So something old, something new is what I've decided to call this little feature.
Lovely.
And I wanted to start with a show that's on Channel 5.
Okay.
And it's a tea time treat. It's Puzzling with Lucy Worsley.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is new this year. Obviously, the first thing I have to say about it is they went to the wrong Lucy. What I like to think was happening is that Channel 5 was scrolling through their phone and then they sent the text to the wrong... They're like, no, it was that we were meant to put Porter. Yes. We put Worsley. Oh, well, we've offered it to her now. We can't say anything else. But apart from the fact she's not me, I think she's brilliant. Love Lucy Worsley. And so the format of the show is lots of different styles of puzzles. So you get some which are wordy things. You get some which are basically mental arithmetic. And then you get some memory stuff as well.
Oh.
So shall I talk you through it? Because you've not seen it yet.
I've not seen it, no. All I've seen is... basically, a friend of the show, Shanine,
yes.
has been memed.
Yes.
From her reaction to somebody doing some mental arithmetic, basically.
Yes.
I think we're of a similar attitude that arithmetic is not quiz.
Well, this is it, because it isn't really a quiz show. It really is puzzle. I mean, there is general knowledge in it, but it is absolutely puzzle. And in fact, funnily enough, I was going to talk you through the episode with Shanine.
Wonderful.
On it. So in essence, the show, and it is quite a long, it's a decent hefty show, and it starts off with a round called In Other Words, which is where you are given basically synonyms to lead you to the name of something. So for example, if you're looking for a game and you are shown the clue, the diversion of being, you simply need to come up with other words that might give you the title of a game. So the diversion of being, would you like to have a guess at that one?
The game of life.
It is the game of life. And then I think you'll get the next one very quickly. Piffling Chase. It's another game. Piffling Chase. Is that what you say when...
when I have when to get up in the morning.
Oh, Piffling Chase.
I'm on an early
chase.
Shift. Trivial Pursuit.
Yes,
there
indeed.
We go.
There you go. So that's the nature of that Lovely. Round, which they're all very sweet. Then you get a round called Pressure Point.
Oh, this sounds where it gets
so
tense.
So this is the mental arithmetic. So essentially you get a picture, you have to identify the stuff in the picture and follow the instructions. So it will be, you know, windows on a bus times pink flowers in a bouquet or something. So it's obviously very hard to render for an audio format, but it is, tell you what, sign of a good round on a quiz show, have I yet stolen it to use for a quiz with my children's school? The answer is yes, I have. Because you can make it as complicated
repurposed,
or as
repurposed, not stolen.
It has been repurposed. It has been borrowed gently, yes, lovingly. But just because it is actually a really great thing to do with kids, because you can make the sums a bit simpler. Mm-hmm. But it was one of the truly great bits of television where Shanine just was having none of it. She was like, no, this is not going to happen. Yeah. And there is, it's really grueling because there does come a point because you're trying to count things in a picture and you're also trying to do the maths and they can be quite hefty sums. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I'd have checked out in the way that Shanine seems
exactly,
to have done.
Exactly. Because once you just, and it stays with you as well. If you get one wrong, you have to keep trying until you get one right. So it is torture.
No,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. But it's a good round.
Oh, and, yeah. You
know, it's good for some people who like maths. Then there's another round called Rule Breaker where you get given, and this is why obviously comparisons have been drawn with Only Connect because there is a degree of puzzling. Mm. And this one feels a bit Only Connect-y. You get four things and you just have to say which one is the odd one out. And then you get an extra point if you can say why. So I'll give you an example. Shout, stew, thorn and felt. That was one that was on the episode with Shanine.
Wow.
So shout, stew, thorn and felt. And the nice thing about this round is sometimes people get the right answer, but for the wrong reason.
Okay.
So the correct answer is felt is the odd one out. And if I tell you it's anagrams, I think that might lead you to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So shout is an anagram of... Yeah, yeah. She knows. She's just teasing me. So it's... Shout is an anagram of south.
Of course it is, yeah.
Stew.
West.
Thorn.
North.
Felt.
Left.
Yes. So obviously three of them are anagrams of cardinal directions and felt is an anagram of left. So when you get them, they can be quite satisfying.
Oh, yeah.
It's like doing the wall.
Yeah. Suddenly you go...
Yeah. And it's like a sort of... It's doing the wall, but in bits, really, essentially.
Okay.
So there's some quite good ones there. This was just a question I liked from that round. So the clue was in or out, okay? And the words are sternutation, erectation, deglutition, and epistaxis.
That'll be the third one would be the odd one out, because the others are all bodily functions that are emitting.
Yes, exactly. And deglutition is...
It sounds like an internal process. Swallowing.
I'm doing it now. It's swallowing, yes.
I didn't know that. I'd heard the other words, but I hadn't heard deglutition.
So sneezing, burping and nosebleed are sternutation, erectation and epistaxis. So I just thought that was quite nice.
Yeah.
And then there are, anyway, various other visual puzzles. The hardest one for me is a round called Memory Bank, where they show you a wall of words and you have to remember which word
is where. Oh,
so they turn them over to reveal numbers and then you get a glimpse at the word. You have to remember them all. And there's always, you immediately look at it and you go, like on this particular show we're talking about, there was like Poet was there and Laureate was there. So I thought, well, I'll just remember those two because that's bound to come up. Never came up.
Oh.
So they obviously throw in some red herrings, but there was also like New Model and Army were all in there. So I was like, well, I remember where they are in Hotel in California. But it's really well written. That is like a really good round. I hate it because I have a terrible memory.
Yeah.
But it is a really good
round. It's tense as well.
Yeah. And it's so easy to make a mistake. Yes. Because you remember where one of the words is and not the other. And so...
Oh, fab.
It's a good round. Yeah. That is a good round. And then at the end, so they play in teams. It's two teams of three. And then at the end, the winning team then become individual players. And they go up against each other in a quick fire round.
I thought it was going to be like share or shaft. No.
No. Do you know, if we could bring back Shafted, wow. That's the main aim. So that is the new show that I have liked. And Lucy Worsley is really lovely and like the right mixture
of
jolly
person.
And friendly and kind, but authoritative. And so that's all good. Some of the, you know, there's some bits with it where I think, well, they're probably going to tinker with. Sometimes it's quite hard to see some of the questions because so much of it is visual. So if you're trying to see the contestants as well, it's kind of difficult. But it is a lovely show, which I highly recommend. And I was going to say, let's compare it to something old.
Okay.
And I'm going to take you back to 2009.
Mm-hmm.
to Channel 5, again, a puzzle show. And this one was called Wordplay, hosted by Jenny Powell at times and Jenny Falconer at others.
This rings a bell with me, yeah. The Jennies.
The Jennies, exactly. Well, you know, it shows you can have two people with the same name presenting a programme. That's all I'm saying. If you want to supplement Lucy Worsley.
It's all there, Channel 5. You've done it before, you can do it again.
Maybe they could bring back Wordplay with three Jennies this time. So maybe. Powell, Falconer, Ryan. It's the the holy trinity of Jennies. But I had a quick look at Wordplay and it's a kind of similar puzzly thing, but it's all obviously word-based. So you've got, in a way, it suffers because there's not that variety that puzzling has. It was kind of the spiritual successor to a show called Brain Teaser.
Yes.
Which, sadly, Brain Teaser was taken off because there was some suggestion, I believe, of impropriety.
Oh, dear.
But we won't dwell on that because there was probably nothing in it. I don't know. But I was going to give you some samples from Wordplay. Okay.
Oh, lovely.
So there is a round in it, which is incredibly similar to one of the rounds in puzzling, which is what I thought. So it's called AKA. Mm. And again, it is synonyms to lead you to.
Okay.
So if I said a sporting venue is the clue and or a sporting venue is the hint. And then the question is frog, sound, grassland. Frog, sound, grassland. Which should lead you to a sporting venue. So, again, synonyms.
Croke Park.
It is Croke Park in Dublin. Yay! Yes. A world city, employer, £2,240.
Oh, that sounds like maths there.
that sounds like you're meant to come up with a measurement.
Could you say those again?
Employer, £2,240, and it's a world city.
Boston.
I knew you'd get there. It's very good. So that's,
yes.
It's a good round. Then they also played Hangman, which was quite nice because they'd give you a clue and then letters would appear and you'd have to be the first one to buzz in.
Oh, fun.
As all the letters appeared. There was Word Ladder. And I'm going to give you a little bit of Word Ladder. So you start with a three-letter word and I will tell you to either add or replace a letter to get a new word.
Okay.
So you're starting off with TAD, T-A-D. Mm-hmm. Change a letter to get a bundle.
Wad.
Change a letter to get marry.
Wed.
Change a letter to get mesh.
Web.
Change a letter to get drenched.
Wet.
Change a letter to get examine.
Examine.
Or I'd say assess something or two.
Yeah.
Or an old soldier.
Go on.
Vet.
Oh.
Okay, now you add a letter to get something that means ducked. So we've gone from vet to add a letter to get a duct.
Vent.
Lovely. Change a letter to get a male.
A male. Gent.
Yeah. Change a letter to get DNA.
Gene.
Change a letter for departed.
Gone.
Change a letter for sharpen.
Hone.
Yes. Add a letter to get gleamed.
Sean.
Yes. Change letter to get call.
Call?
Call. Sean to, if you call someone, I'll call you later on the...
phone.
Yeah. Oh. Inclined. You're just changing a letter again. Inclined.
Inclined. Prone.
Yes. I was doing it, but I'm just trying to help you. Spike. Change a letter.
Prong.
Yeah, and then incorrect.
Wrong.
But you're right, because that was it. That's
see
the
what
end
they
of your
did
round.
There. That was tense.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think it needs a reboot, but it needs one more Jenny.
Yeah. A third Jenny.
And a Lucy.
But you've been quizzing her out, haven't you? You've been master of ceremonying on my big rival.
Yes, I know. I have been flirting with the BBC tea time. Do you know, I've had a couple of pointless experiences this year. Because first of all, an episode of Pointless Celebrity that I recorded in the deep mists of time. Because you know, like, they bank up so many of them. So last year, sometime, I did a celebrity show with Kevin Eldon. So that has now been out, because I couldn't talk about that before, even though I'd recorded it like last October or something. So that went out and I was lucky enough to win the Pointless Trophy once again.
Of course.
So two Pointless Trophies in the house now.
Bookends.
That's bookends.
Lovely.
That's bookends. That's one for me, one for Justin, but he's not allowed to touch his because he didn't win it. and that was a delight because Kevin Eldon is just a dream to spend the day with. And it was a really nice bunch of people as well. So Kay Adams, I would have to say, brilliant quizzer.
Yes.
She was on. In fact, this is so long ago that she'd just been kicked out of Strictly. That will tell you how long ago the show was recorded. And she was with her lovely dance partner, Kai. But we just pipped them to the post and got through to the final. But I'll give you our final pointless category. So we got the trophy, but going for the jackpot, we were asked, can you name any act who has had a top 40 hit in the UK with a song containing the word easy in the title?
Oh, wow. Easy.
She's an easy lover.
Oh, I'm thinking of all the obvious ones. Easy Like Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
Faith No More.
Faith No More would have got you the jackpot.
There we go.
We did not say.
Oh, no.
Faith No More. In hindsight, of course, the really embarrassing thing for Kevin was that he had said, you know, when they say, oh, what do you want to see up there? And he was like, oh, I just think, you know, pop music from the 70s would be amazing. And T-Rex, Solid Gold, Easy Action would have been a pointless answer, and he absolutely kicked himself. My little moment was because obviously Easy Lover, I thought, well, everyone is going to know Phil Collins, but Philip Bailey. And I
would he have counted separately?
He would have counted separately. No. This is something for any of our listeners who are going on pointless. Listen to the rules. Don't be an idiot like me, because I, in fairness, I don't know that I would have got to Philip Bailey, but I. Yeah, you need to know that you can say both members of a partnership, because if I had
featured artist,
I wasn't even trying to reach for Philip Bailey. I wasn't even. I think
I
might.
I would have ruled it out right away. I'd have been like, everyone's immediately going to think of Easy Like Sunday Morning, an Easy Lover. Yeah.
I think Easy Like Sunday Morning, but because what we said, Take It Easy by the Eagles, which was never a top 40 hit.
That seems
unfair. And I think we might, in the end, have said Easy Like Sunday Morning just for want of anything else. But. Anyway, valuable lessons. I mean, the thing is, you don't need to know the rules of Pointless because you're incredibly unlikely to be on it.
I will never be on that show.
No, I wouldn't think you would.
No, I think I'm on a lifetime ban, like I'm on a lifetime ban from House of Games.
House of Games. I just think Osmond, so many pubs.
Osmond doesn't want to see me thrive.
No, he's jealous of you living your best life, Jen. That's what it is.
He's got such a poor existence. He's having a terrible time.
Oh, I feel sorry for that man every day. I really do, with his wonderful career, beautiful wife, lovely home. Anyway, it's fine.
He's got a good cat.
Oh, he's got a great cat.
He's got a new rug. I saw that on Twitter.
I mean, who wouldn't want a new rug? It's just so unfair. But anyway, but then I did do also the... I got to sit in Richard's seat.
You had to adjust it. Right?
Very much so. It was like watching Amal Rajan after Jeremy Paxman. There was a kind of definite height discrepancy there. But yeah, that was just an absolutely lovely thing to do.
What's a dream gig for you?
Oh, I mean, just sitting there and talking about facts and lovely contestants. It was so nice. So it's really such a pleasant thing to do. And that will be out at some... It may even have been out between us recording this and it going out. We don't know, but at some point...
It's still a mystery. It'll be a lovely surprise.
But it was lovely and that was really nice. And all the production team. Again, like you say about The Chase, it's so relaxing when you are on a show that is... Like, they've done it a million times.
And well-oiled.
So everybody knows...
Everyone knows...
What they're doing.
Very little... It can throw it out of kilter. Mm.
I mean, I did my best. I brought a level of unprofessionalism to it that might upset
the
apple
cart. Thanks for doing that. Checks in the post.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sabotage. but yeah, so that was very nice. And then I've been doing another quizzing, another contestanting, which I will consult our notes and see when that comes out, and maybe we'll talk about that later in the series.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, you're full of mystery.
I am full of mystery and surprise. So that's what I've been doing.
You've been keeping yourself real busy, haven't you?
Well, you've been keeping yourself real busy, but we now have fingers on buzzers issues to address, don't we?
We do. We've got admin now. We've got announcements, admin, We've been busy little bees.
What
behind
should
the
we
scenes.
Tell them first? Should we tell them about the podcast festival?
Yes, I think a lot of our loyal listeners will already be very familiar.
Well, in fact, our loyal listeners will know more than we do at this moment in time.
Whoa!
Because you will have heard us announcing who we will be interviewing at the podcast festival in London's King's Cross on
9th of September.
I'm glad you know.
Very, very soon. Tickets. Well, I'm hoping that by the time this goes out that we're sold out, but tickets are possibly still available.
Do
check their website, King's Place.
There might be returns.
Maybe.
And yeah, you listeners will already know who the guest is, but at the time that we are recording this, we are still waiting to see if the person we're hoping for is confirming, and yes, I'm sure they will. And
all our fingers are crossed.
Yes.
Because, yes, it's going to be a great show. It is, yeah, very exciting.
And we've massively enjoyed it every time we've been there. Les Dennis we had last time, which was extraordinary.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Tom Price before, he was phenomenal. Have we done it? No, that was it. Just twice.
It was magnificent both times.
And third time's charms, lucky. They say. So yes. It's going to be incredible. So do get your tickets for that if you haven't already. And then there is something else that we are doing.
Yeah, there's a reason we've been quite quiet on the old podcast front, but it's podcast related.
Yes, a book is in the works.
Ah!
What do you need for Christmas? You need gift ideas for your nearest and dearest who love quizzing, who love TV nostalgia, and who love us. I mean, even if they don't love us, they'll still love the book.
Yeah, it's not all about us.
Yes.
Although there's some pictures of us in the book.
There are pictures and there are a lot of words that we have written. In fact, all of those words that we have written.
And some questions.
And questions.
And lots of great ideas of how to run your own quiz, whatever the circumstances. So if it's in your front room with just you and your gran and your dog, or if you're running a big old PTA quiz or one at work, we've got your back.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to look after you. There's something for everybody. And taking inspiration from some of our favourite quiz shows, talking you through those and how you can incorporate them into just life. Just live your best Henry Kelly life.
Well, I was going to say going for gold, obviously, is mentioned. Bullseye is mentioned. And actually, do you know what? I hadn't thought about that, Jen, until you said it. But not only is it a guide to creating a quiz for any occasion, it is also very much a self-help book.
Yeah.
At any point, you might just think, what would Henry Kelly do in this situation?
Better living through quiz.
Yeah. So, yes, it's fun for all the family and it is for all ages. All levels of quizzing interest as well. We've got things you can do with people you don't really
like
bother with quizzing. So, yeah, and we teach you how to make buzzers out of various things, including your own face.
Yes. Yeah. That's a little spoiler there. That's lovely. So it'll be coming out fairly soon. We will announce the date with Bonnier Books. We're very excited.
And we will, of course, be giving Fingers on Buzzers listeners a chance to get their hands on it ahead of time because you're special to us.
Yay, we love you so much.
We do. So thank you for listening to the podcast. It is so nice to be back. And we do appreciate that you have come back after all this time that we've been away.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so old.
It's like, what's that, Martin Gurr?
Yes, it is really us, guys. We have been away, but it is the real us. We haven't been replaced. And yes, we'll be back again next week. This is it now.
We're back in the saddle. We're gonna see you through till Christmas when you will have all your copies of our book wrapped up under the tree for every member of your family.
Yes.
Well, that's all my family are getting, I'll be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
The
children have been naughty this year. They shan't get anything.
Oh, yeah, it depends. It depends if Santa thinks they've been good or not. We're going to keep rolling on down. By now, we will have recorded a nice episode in Edinburgh when we were up for the Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of treats in store for you, some wonderful guests, just the usual nonsense, and mostly quiz chat.
What you're here for.
It's what you want.
That's what you want from
Fingers on the Buzzers.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.